American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 143. Here is the translated text as follows. Edward D. Worrell, the third. They recognized me. The prisoner inquired about my family and the condition of the road. The body of Gordon was found 2.5 miles east of my house. I would here remark, gentlemen of the jury, that Gordon was never seen alive after he left Hutchinson's house. Mr. Pace, the witness to whose testimony I have already referred, says that about 5 miles east of the place where the body of Gordon was found, the prisoner and Brough overtook and passed him. Gordon was not with them. Brough was leading a horse without a saddle, and the prisoner was riding a chestnut sorrel. Some 4 miles further east, I passed them again. They were in a grocery, and their horses were hitched to a fence close by. While watering my horses at a creek near Kenner's, they again overtook and passed me. It was snowing very hard, and the prisoner remarked that it was a very disagreeable day. The witness recognized the prisoner as the man who spoke to him, and Brough as the man who was in company with him. The testimony of Mr. Hervey corroborates Mr. Pace's. Clay Taylor, another witness, met the prisoner and Brough about noon on the 25th of January on the Boonslick Road, about 15 miles east of the place where the body was found. The witness had been to St. Louis and was returning in a buggy to his farm in Warren County. Colonel White was with him. The prisoner was riding a chestnut sorrel horse, and Brough a dark brown and leading one of the same color. Colonel White called the attention of the witness to Worrell's horse by saying, "That is a damn fine poor man's horse." I then noticed the horse particularly. He was fine looking and carried himself well. The witness further states, "I went to the St. Louis jail on the night the prisoner was brought there. Asked him if he recognized me. He looked at me closely and remarked, 'I think I do.' I then asked him to state where he had seen me before. He replied, 'I am not certain whether it was at Warren or on the road this side.' I then asked him if he recollected meeting 3 buggies on the day of the unfortunate occurrence. He said he thought he did. Mr. Sturgeon was with me at the jail and told the prisoner that he was a friend of Gordon and